This next story begins with one of the first songs recorded by the rap star Jay-Z.
Check. Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the levers and put ice on the gold.
The track is called Can't Knock the Hustle, and we play it because the story involves a record producer who helped him make it. That same producer heard something he could make out of this. The hip-hop producer's name is Damon Dash, and he was looking for new projects when he came across a very different style of music. He was listening to the Black Keys, and what he heard led to a new album that puts rockers and rappers together. The Black Keys are a popular rock duo from Akron, Ohio. Their music borrowed much less from hip-hop than it did from the blues. Hip-hop producer Damon Dash got on the phone.
And he's like, a ball of energy.
And Dan Auerbach at the Black Keys listened to an invitation to work with him.
He's got like ADD and wants to do everything all at once. He's like, you guys want to make a movie? Let's make a movie. You want to do this? We'll do this. Whatever you want to do, just call me.
Which explains how the Black Keys, two guys who say they can't rap, made a hip-hop record with a bunch of artists who can. It's called Black Rock.
You know it all.
Black Keys recorded with leading rappers including RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan and Mos Def. That allowed these indie rock musicians to try a style of music they had been thinking about for years. The first voice you'll hear is Patrick Carney, the drummer. The second is Dan Auerbach, who plays guitar.
Well, when we were like 21, we made our first real demo, and we put a bunch of drum loops in the background and samples of nonsense. And actually, the first label made us take it all off.
When I learned to play music, I was listening to blues music, and all the blues music I like was super simple and stripped down. And then all the hip-hop I like was super simple and stripped down. And we always heard that connection.
And for the album Black Rock, they tried to make that connection with some of the artists they admired.
I see dead people when I spit with my sixth sense. My 16 to six sentences that make sense, which means I inflict pain, that's intense. I got brains backstage, I've been rhyming six cents.
The rapper here is known as Pharoah Munch, and he grew up admiring blues rock as much as the Black Keys admired rap.
As a hip-hop artist, we gravitate to timing, drum sensibility, bass, and groove. You know, when you listen back to Zeppelin and those grooves, they really had a hip-hop sensibility, if that makes any sense. And I think that's where a lot of hip-hop artists make the connection to rock music. This is not something new, but I think what makes this special is the guy's sensibility of hip-hop and the drum loop-like timing of the patterns, and it makes it a groove that's easy to rhyme to and to write over and to rap to.
Can you walk me through the creative process there? How did you build that song, if that's the way to put it?
This is Dan. We came in early in the morning, and when I say early in the morning, I mean noon. And we started recording. The guy who did the first verse is RZA from Wu-Tang, and he came in to the studio and got on the guitar and Pat got on the drums. Before you knew it, we had this whole song structure, and then RZA put his vocals on, and then we had an open verse for Pharoah, and he came on another day. But yeah, I mean, the song, the whole form and the first verse and the chorus were all done in one day.
Most of the MCs would show up around between 7 and 9.
And they would have to come up with lyrics on the spot, you know, the same way that Pat and I had to come up with the music on the spot. You know, the whole record was done in 11 days, finished. Everything, all the music, all the lyrics.
Was that because studio time is expensive, or because?
That's because
we're cheap.
We're
kinda
cheap and impatient and like to work fast. And,
but we'd also don't like to be too precious. You know, I think that if you let something sit too long, you kind of get away from the original intention, you know, your original pure thought and emotion. And
We're basically not the guys you want painting your house.
No. Not at all. You really don't want us doing anything for you.
They told me pain only shows you where you're going. You get the laugh, then that shows you where you've been. And when you get the cash, that only shows you how to sin. Like when you're getting fast money and you blow it in the wind. Where we from, success, one in a million. We thought success is getting money in front of the building.
This is a style of music that millions of people quite obviously love and admire, and a style of music that some people, it drives them around the bend. It drives some people crazy in ways that are kind of hard to explain.
You know what? The same people that get driven crazy by hip-hop are the same people that probably listen to the type of music that drives me crazy, like Journey covers.
Not that there's anything wrong with Journey covers.
Yeah, yes, there is.
Yeah, there is. I was in a gas station. And I literally told the guy to change the channel. I wouldn't pay for what I was buying if I had to hear that. I can't do business around that kind of music.
So, but you know this sentiment. I bet all three of you have heard that said at some point.
Well, anybody,
you know what? Hip hop is the new rock and roll. You know what I mean? And anybody who doesn't think that is just sort of living in the past. It's all just American music, really, when you get right down to it. And it's all comes from the same place, the mix of cultures, the mix of musical styles from different continents. And it's just moving forward, you know?
The album is called Black Rock. It's out today. The Black Keys played with a variety of rappers ranging from Mos Def to Pharoah Munch. And you can hear two songs from Black Rock at our website, nprmusic.org. Yeah. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Yeah, I settle back into the breeze. Get my crack of barrel on and focus on the cheese. Cheddar come, cheddar go, cheddar spin. I'm showing up in heaven with a knot, let us in. The airport, the 4-point Sheraton. Hold the 50 G's in a double for a friend. You better come get it. A friend is a friend, but if the hunger pain win, then he better come.